Matthew 18. I appreciate Pat filling in for me last Wednesday, kind of short notice. And by all reports, it sounded like he did all right. And no, he did good. Everyone said it was excellent. And I'm glad for that. And appreciate your prayers for my dad. He's coming along fine. And we had a great time yesterday at our super seniors planning meeting. We had a luncheon, ton of food, and that's always great. But we got some great activities planned for our super seniors, and so I'm excited about that. Matthew chapter 18. I want to read verse 21. We've been reading this periodically through our time that we're looking at forgiveness and consider about forgiveness. Am I on? Am I good? All right. Look at verse 23 of Matthew 21. I'm sorry. Look at verse 21 of Matthew 18. You can look at that other one if you want, but we're not going to read that. Then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king. It's kind of like the Lord sees the disciples respond to his suggestion that they forgive 70 times seven. And it's like they're in amazement. And he says, therefore, he's saying, all right, let me illustrate. Let me show you why that's important. That's what that word therefore is there for. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me. I will pay thee all. Now, that statement was impossible. He owed more than he could possibly ever pay back. Verse 27. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. I underscored that verse in my Bible. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and shook him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying the exact same words this guy just said. Have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. We're talking about forgiveness. Perhaps one of the most difficult things in the Christian life to carry out at times. And tonight we've talked about motives for forgiveness. We talked about why the dangers of withholding forgiveness. We've talked about the benefits of forgiving. And I've tried to present in such a way to stir us, to make us, yes, I want to be forgiven. Be a forgiving person. Now, tonight I want to begin another phase of this series. And I want us to study what exactly it means to forgive someone. What forgiveness is. And I'm going to try to do this in bite-sized segments. And we can just get one thought about what forgiveness is. Take that, digest that, incorporate that into our lives, then pick up another aspect. Tonight, I just want us to begin to understand what forgiveness is. And let me say this. This is growing for me also. I don't want to come across as standing up here saying, hey, I've got a handle on this. I'm an expert at this. That's why I'm doing it. I don't want to present it that way. I want to present it this way. God is the expert forgiver. And He's revealed it to us in His Word, and we're looking at it and trying to incorporate it in our lives. All right? Are you with me on that? Let's pray. Father, bless us now as we look in Your Word. I ask that You would help us open our hearts and minds. And Lord, I know a lot of times this is something that we sometimes feel is beyond our grasp and beyond our human ability in some cases. And I pray that You would help us to understand this and what it is You're instructing us to do. Lord, I yield myself to You. Father, I'd be the first to admit I am not an expert on this. But Lord, we're all students of Yours. We're Your disciples. And so we ask You to help us and teach us. Fill me with Your Spirit, I ask, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you'll remember, and I hope, among a few other things in this, I hope we'll get a grasp of this. And that is this, that forgiveness is a matter of obedience to God. That is where it begins. Just like any other command we're given in the Scriptures, going into all the world with the gospel, we're commanded to pray without ceasing, we're commanded to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We're given some things that God says this is what a Christian is to do. And this matter of forgiveness is something that God commands to us as believers, that this is what you're supposed to do. This is a command. So it's a matter of my obedience to the Lord. Repeatedly throughout Scripture, God commands us to forgive those who have hurt us. Let me ask you a question, and I know the answer. Let me ask you a question. Is there anybody here that's ever been hurt? Anybody ever say or do something to hurt you? Sure, we've all been there. Different degrees. God says over and over and over that we are to forgive those who hurt us. Repeatedly, we're commanded to do that. We're repeatedly commanded to forgive repeatedly. Over and over, God says you need to forgive over and over and over. And that's what was the introduction to this whole parable here of this king and this servant that owed him all this money and threw him in jail and all the series. The whole question that prompted this was when Peter, trying to impress the Lord, as we pointed out earlier, said, should I forgive? He says there in verse 21, how else shall I forgive my brother's sin against me? Till seven times? And the whole idea here is that Peter was trying to impress the Lord how generous he was going to be in his forgiveness. And the Lord just blew Peter away. And he says, seven times? He says, I'm not telling you to forgive seven times. I'm telling you to forgive 70 times seven times. And the disciples are dumbfounded, which produces this parable, as I said. So we're repeatedly commanded to forgive repeatedly. We are repeatedly commanded to forgive completely. Completely forgive. And so that's what we're going to look at. Forgiveness, though sometimes can be very difficult, forgiveness is a matter of free will. We can choose to obey God and forgive that one who has hurt us, or of our own free will, we can choose to say, no, God, I will not forgive you. I will not obey you. And I will withhold forgiveness from that one that hurt me. So it's up to us. You say, Brother Leatherman, if you know how badly I've been hurt, you would understand why it's so difficult. I am not debating the fact that forgiveness can and often is very difficult. In fact, the Bible never suggests that it's easy. In fact, the Bible never suggests anything in the Christian life is easy for the flesh to get victory over. But he is saying that it is up to us whether we're going to trust God, obey Him, forgive, or whether we're going to withhold that. Now, this is the question before us tonight. What is forgiveness? What are we talking about? Somebody does something wrong. Somebody hurts me. They sin against me. God says, forgive them. All right, God, I love you. You saved me. I owe you my life and everything. Lord, you forgave me. I want to obey you, and I am going to forgive them. Now, what does that involve? We talked about what forgiveness was not a few weeks ago. What does it mean to forgive? In Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, that word forgive, I circled it in my Bible. In verse 27, says the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, loosed him, and forgave him the debt. That word forgive is fascinating. Do you ever have a thought or something, maybe a teaching in Scripture, and you thought in your mind you knew what it was? You thought in your mind, oh yeah, I've got a grasp on that, I understand it. Then you get studying what the Bible says about it and find out you didn't even know what you were talking about. Anybody here? Yeah, it happens to me a lot. Never happened to Sandy, I noticed, but most normal people that happens to. But she's teasing. I got studying this word forgive, and there is depth to this word that never dawned on me before. You get your Strong's Concordance out, start looking it up. It's fascinating. The word itself, the word forgive, and there's several literal definitions. The first one that comes up is this: to simply walk away from. Somebody has sinned against me, they've done something wrong. Rather than retaliating, I simply walk away from it. I just leave it. To give up something, I just give it up. To forsake something, that somebody sinned against me, I forsake that. I just abandon it is another word. To forgive. Here's a word I thought was interesting in the definitions that Strong's gives. The word divorce came up. And the idea is this: I divorce myself from that sin, from that offense. I divorce myself from any retaliation in response to it. To abandon, as I said before. To leave it behind. So when Peter says, how often shall my brother sins against me, how often shall I divorce myself from that sin? How often shall I abandon that offense that he did? Just walk away from it. 7 times? The Lord says, oh no, 70 times 7. Look with me at verse 27. We just read it a moment ago, but look at it again with me if you would. Then the Lord of that servant that owed him 10,000 talents was moved with compassion and loosed him and divorced himself from that debt and walked away from that debt. He was moved with compassion and loosed him and abandoned the debt. Do you get the picture? I think sometimes we can get a word picture in our mind and we can kind of visualize what the Lord is asking us to do. The Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, loosed him, and forsook, walked away from, left behind the debt. I think it's interesting. The Lord does not say that the Lord of that servant gave him several years to pay it back. He didn't say, hey, listen, tell you what, you owe me an incredible amount of money. There's obviously embezzlement going on here. This is not a legitimate debt. This is something there's wrongdoing. Tell you what, you've stirred my heart. I love you. Tell you what, I'll give you 5 years. You pay that thing back. Come up some way. Come up and I'll give you 5 years. He didn't say that at all. Another thing I notice he doesn't say here, he doesn't say, tell you what, listen, that's a lot of money, you know, you've touched my heart, you're in a tough situation, you made some bad decisions, let's set up a payment plan. We'll get a 30-year payment plan, give me so much a month, get back at least an interest. Tell you what, I won't even charge you interest, you just get me as much of this back as you possibly can and we'll go from there. He doesn't say any of that. To forgive means to simply walk away from it. Just abandon it. Just divorce myself from it. That debt has nothing to do with me. I'm divorced from that debt. There's nothing you owe. I've forsaken the debt that you have towards me. Forgiveness, with that in mind, forgiveness is God's way for us to deal with other people's offenses against us, other people's sins. You agree with me, we live in a sinful world. Amen? We live in a sinful world. We sin, right? Anybody here ever sin against God? Raise your hand. Some of you are sinning, but not raise your hand. Yeah, we've all sinned against God. Anybody here ever sin against your brother? And the Lord, brother, sister, Lord? Sure. And we've been sinned against. Now God tells us, and that's the subject of another study, God tells us how we're to respond when we're the one doing the sinning. Confession, forsaking, repentance, all that. But that's not the subject now. The subject now is when someone sinned against me, how am I to respond? What is God's way for His children to deal with when somebody sins against us? His way is for us to forgive them, abandon it, walk away from it, leave it behind us, forsake it, divorce ourselves from it. That's His way. There's no other way given to us as believers. That's what God says we're to do. Now, 99%, and I'm just throwing these statistics out, making them up, really. I mean, who knows? How do you? But 99% of the sins against us are basically meaningless and really don't affect our lives. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? 99% are just nothing. You know, you're driving behind some... Why is it always West Virginia cars going 10 miles an hour on the 55, you know? It's West Virginia. And, you know, you get all worked up and... And really, in the grand scheme of things, really doesn't affect my life a whole lot. In fact, God may be using them to save my life down the road somewhere. You know, somebody goes, the other day, I was at Walmart. Well, every day I was at Walmart, but the other day I was at Walmart. And I had two loaves of bread and something else, cottage cheese or something. And I got in the 10 items or less lane. And the lady in front of me's cart was full. She had 110 items in that thing. And I'm standing there, and, you know, is it just me? Does that ever get to you? I mean, I'm there, man. And, you know, she looked back at me and she goes, oh, you only got, I'm really not supposed to be here. Why don't you go in front of me? I think she heard me cussing or something. You know, in the grand scheme of things, if she has 12 items instead of 10, really doesn't affect my life. Right or wrong? Something like that, you and I have no problem just walking away from it. Good grief, no big deal. Just forget it and go on. But it's that 1% that cuts to the heart. That's where it gets tough. It's those 2 or 3, so hopefully 1, sometimes 2 or 3, and sometimes 10, 15 times in a lifetime. When we are sinned against to such a degree that it literally affects our life. It could be any number of things, and I suggested several different ones in previous messages. It could be someone on the job, a dishonest boss who lies about us and says we did something we didn't do, or we didn't do something we did do, and because of that, we lose a promotion, or even worse yet, we lose our job. Because of someone else's sin. That's a life-affecting thing. That's what we're talking about. Walking away from it. And that's not easy. Maybe, as I said before, and I hate to say it, but this could very well be more prevalent than what we realize or would like to admit. But maybe a child molested as a child by a family member. And that's burning down inside the heart. And they grow up, and they grow up with struggles that a person ought not to have to struggle with. And their life and their thinking is affected by it. And boy, that is hard to forgive. what they did to me as a child. How could I forgive them for that? How do you just walk away from it? How do you just forsake something like that? I'm telling you, 99%, we can just brush off. They're really not that big a deal. But it's those several events in a lifetime that affect us to the degree where our life is literally changed. Those are the ones that are difficult. And those are the ones that if we don't get a handle on it, and we don't obey God and forgive them, it can be devastating to us. So we have to be able to understand what forgiveness is. Someone has suggested, and I don't know, I couldn't prove this. I'm going to take their word for it as I was studying. Someone suggested that forgiveness is presented 75 different ways in the Bible. Now that could very well be, and I don't exactly know what they mean by that. But I want us to try and get a word picture. I want us to try and visualize in our minds what God means when He tells us to forgive 70 times 7. Now, I have no idea, but I have a sneaking suspicion that I'm talking to more than just a few people. So you have an incident, you have a person, you have something in the back of your mind that you're thinking of right now as I'm talking. I want you to picture a few things. To forgive, if I understand it correctly as presented in the Bible, to forgive is to turn the key on a prison cell and open that door and let that prisoner go free. They did me wrong. They hurt me. They affected my life. I have struggles in my life now because of their behavior. But I turn the key, I open the prison door, let them walk. It is to have a bill and in big red letters right across it, nothing owed. Paid in full. And they didn't give me a dime. And they put me way into debt. But I write it off. Owe nothing. Paid in full. Throw it away. It is to, as a judge, pound the gavel on a courtroom desk and declare, not guilty. As far as I'm concerned, not guilty. It is to take a ship and loose the moorings of a ship and release it out into the open sea, never to be seen again. As I was working on these, I couldn't help but think, several weeks ago we preached several messages on Sunday mornings on the Day of Atonement. Remember them? And in one of those messages, we dealt with what the Bible, what we call a scapegoat. Remember that? You had the two. One was killed and the blood was put on the mercy seat. But the other one was taken 12 miles out of the city to the wilderness. The sins were confessed over it. And what was done with that goat? It was turned loose, never to be seen again. And I couldn't help but think of that. As I'm trying to get a picture in my mind, when God says I'm to forgive, what does He mean? What is He talking about? What exactly is forgiveness? And I couldn't help but think of that scapegoat and see that thing run off into, onto the horizon, and it's never seen again. To forgive, and I want to do this, but it would have made a mess, is forgive is to take a clay vase that represents the offense against me. Serious offense, a life-changing sin. Smash it to a million pieces to a degree that you can never, ever put that thing back again. God says, forgive. Peter's standing there. He says, Lord, how often do I do that to someone that sinned against me? Seven times? Lord looks at him and says, no, I'm not telling you to forgive seven times. I'm not telling you to do that, what I just described to you. I'm not telling you to do that seven times. I'm telling you to do that 70 times seven. Forgiveness is an issue between my God and me. It is not between me and the one who has offended me. It is between me and God. And it is a matter of my trusting God. And here's the thing. And this is perhaps the hardest part of all of it. The Lord says, if we do not forgive from our heart. Look at verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespass. From the heart. The heart is the seat of our emotions. It's our intellect. It's what we are. It's our heart. God says in absolute sincerity, you're to forgive. Forgive. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I ask, Lord, that you would help us, help me, as we go through this life. Help us, Lord, to trust you and obey you. Help us, Lord, to trust you that this is the best way to deal with it. This is the right way. This is what you expect from us. With our heads bowed and with our eyes closed, I don't know where you're at in this issue. I don't know who would be dealing with what in this matter. But I've been around long enough. I've been alive long enough to know that we get sinned against. We sin and we get sinned against. And sometimes those sins are grievous and they hurt. Sometimes they're difficult just to walk away from. But God says we're supposed to do that. I don't know where you're at, as I said. Maybe it's just a little thing that's kind of gnawing at you. Maybe it's something serious that we may have mentioned or maybe not, but it's serious in your life. Wherever it is, you say, preacher, pray with me that God will help me obey Him. That I'll just trust God in this matter, that this is the best thing to do, and I'll obey Him. Is there anything like that? By the upper hand, preacher, pray for me. God bless you. Hands all around.